Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. We thank you for joining us today as we walk through Favor Life, the process of there, that place where God is calling us to walk in hope and walk in victory, walk in His word, walk in His truth, and be encouraged knowing that we as kingdom ambassadors, we win, that we are going to see that process of what we're going through and how He's making us, shaping us, stretching us, for His glory show up in our tomorrow, what He's prepared for us through our destiny. And as we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, stand in the place of agreement, stay in the place where we are allowing His divine will to be done, we're going to see that manifestation like never before. We thank God that when God calls an individual, when He calls a family, when He calls a nation for His glory, He gets the glory out of them. And we've been called by Him, known by Him. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that what God has named, He named it before time. He knew it before time. So we knew we are known in God, known by God before time ever began. And God named us. He called us. He called us according to the purpose of His plan and His will. And regardless of any enemy who tries to rename us, any circumstance, situation, or of life, anything that's happened to us, any mistakes, God's calling, God's name for our life is what it is. And He cannot lie and He cannot fail. So we thank God that when He calls us, He called us beforehand, before time. He predestined us in it. And that He's predestined us in, that which He's given to us, it remains forever. And I'm so grateful unto the Lord that victory is ours. And as long as we stay aligned to God, aligned to His truth, we will see and experience that goodness in the word of God. I thank God for it. When God gives us favor, that favors with Him and with man. And I love it because God will cause favor to bring resources unto our lives. He always does. His favor brings resources to our lives. And whether that resources is people, information, opportunities, He allows it to happen for His glory, and He gets the glory out of us, and we thank God for it. That favor also looks like what David experienced in 1 Samuel 22 when he was hiding in the cave of Adullam from Saul. He was hiding there because Saul was trying to kill him, but God would not allow, because of purpose, because of destiny, allow him to be killed by Saul or captured by Saul. But the will of God was done because David's heart remained tender before the Lord, and he wouldn't touch God's anointed. These 400 men found him in the cave of Adullam, and they came with all kinds of things going on in their lives. Many of them were in debt. Many of them were discontented. Many of them were despondent and disconnected with the things that were going on. But yet they put all that aside to make the will of God for David happen in his life. And David's victory was their victory. When David went on to rule for 40 years as a king over Jerusalem, over God's people, what happened was many of these men served in different capacities of that influence, of that victory, of that rulership, whether it was in his army or in government or in the palace, wherever they served, it was part of the other part of the victory that they had won. Every time David won some victory, they won a victory as well. The spoils were divided equally between everyone. And so they became greater and greater, as the Bible says, Saul's kingdom what? Weaker and weaker, and David grew stronger and stronger. Those that were connected to him grew, and they were also blessed. because of what God was doing in David's life. So we see that. Also, we see that in the life of Abraham. Abraham experienced this kind of favor and resource when he was in the land of Egypt during the time of famine. And even though he was afraid and he said that Sarah was his sister, not his wife, God wouldn't allow the king to touch Sarah. God wouldn't allow the king or the men of Egypt to touch Abraham. In fact, they blessed him. They added to him. They gave him more cattle and servants and jewels and all these other things to show the blessings and the favor of God in spite of his own failure because of the purpose of God. When God lets us understand and know that we have favor with him and with man, he makes sure that those blessings move in our life and we see life. We are to see things as Abraham. He caught it in the spirit, everything that God was saying concerning his destiny, concerning the destiny of the generations that would come after him. So he caught that in the spirit, and he even when his physical body was unable to do it, he believed and he hoped against hope, which he hoped against the word of God, that he would receive what God said, because God himself was faithful, and he received that. The Bible says if we have that faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him as Lord and Savior, that the blessings of Abraham also belong to us. And they belong to us not only in the realm of the spirit, but in the natural. God makes those things happen in our life, and we're so grateful for it. We are so grateful for it. I'm going to talk to you just for a few minutes and encourage you in these references of scripture. I want to read to you Hebrews 6, verses 13 and 20, Daniel 11 and 32. To be part of that, and Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. I want you to be encouraged not to give up in this season. God has promised some things unto us, and many of us get weary because it hasn't happened, because it doesn't look like it's going to happen, and because it looks like to other folks that your faith is in vain, that your faith is not doing anything, that your faith is foolishness. Don't allow the words of these people who are destiny killers and destiny thieves and destiny hinderers to make you stop believing what God has told you concerning what he's going to do in your life, whether it's that business, whether it's that degree, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your physical body, your finances, whether it's in ministry, whatever it is that God has promised, he is faithful to do. This is the season when God says, I'm going to make the promised place be that place where you're going to see the manifestation of it, because I'm going to cause the wind of my authority to blow and cause a collision that's going to happen, causing a kairos opportune time, a heavenly opportune time to open up through a door. That door is always going to be through Jesus Christ in faith. And as we walk through it in faith, he's going to cause that collision in our chronos, our set everyday time, to manifest what he said. And it will be a place where we are walking in the promise continuously. And everything that the enemy will attempt to do is now bowing, because we've conditioned ourselves in faith that we're not going to allow anything to be missing, broken, or lacking. That means in the faith realm, in our mindset, in our obedience, we're not going to let anything stop us from receiving what God says, because we're setting ourselves as flint to make sure that we are not the cause to give a place to the enemy, a door to the enemy, opportunity to the enemy to come and steal, kill, and destroy. So we're making sure that we ourselves have set our mind, our faith, and our obedience in the right standards with God, that nothing's going to be missing, broken, or lacking in us, and that God will handle everything else around us, and we will see that demonstration of God in our lives as we move in it. When we look at Hebrews 6, verses 13 through 20, it says, when God made a promise to Abraham, he backed it all the way, putting his own reputation on the line. He said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. Abraham stuck it out and got everything that God had promised him. When people make promises, they guarantee them by appealing to authority above them, so that if there's any question, that they'll make good on that, on the promise. The authority would back them up. When God wanted to guarantee his promise, he gave his word a rock solid guarantee. God can't break his word, and because his word cannot change, the promise likewise unchangeable. This is how you know that you can guarantee and count on the word of God to be that which is manifest in your life as you align yourself. Now, this is the thing. You can't do some of it and not do all of it. It has to be all of it. Saul did part, but he didn't get the blessing. He didn't get the inheritance. It was laid before him by Samuel. He said, this is what God wills to give you if you stay aligned, if you obey, if you walk in his principles, if you do what he says. He's going to do these things in your life. So God lets us understand, you know, it's conditional. I have this for you. I can't fail in doing what I said. But if you walk outside my will and do it your way and think that I'm going to bless you, you're not going to see that demonstration. It is the aligning of obedience and trust and faith to my word and my will that those who are faithful will see the manifestation in this season like never before in their life. Also, Daniel 11 and 32b says this. It says, but the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do great exploits for God. God is going to use you to do some great things for him so that he can get the glory out of your life, and the manifestation of what he said will happen, and everyone who sees your life will marvel, saying, who is this? And you will give back the glory to God. Said, the Lord did it. The Lord is the one who gave this. The Lord is the one who did this. All honor and praise goes to him. When we look at Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, it says in the word, and I want you to go back and read these scriptures, I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. The strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, but by being in the right place at the right time. That's where God is going to cause the collision of his, by his wind, of his kairos, so that that place of promise manifests in our time, our chronos, our everyday life, that gives us the opportunity so that he's setting up and establishing so that this place, this right time, this right place, this opportune time that heaven has opened the door to manifest in your life, and you choose whether you're going to walk in it or not. You choose whether you're going to obey or not. You choose whether you're going to have the courage to believe for that or not. But God says, I will set it up. I know that time and chance happens to everyone, but I will make an opportunity happen by heaven's choice, by heaven's authority, that no one can stop and no one can deter and no one can make not happen if you walk in it and do what God says. He says, I'm setting it up for you. I'm making sure it's going to happen. And as long as you stay the course and you are encouraged to do what God says, you're going to see this year be a year. I don't care what they're saying on the outside. I don't care what it looks like, where God gets the glory out of you so that other people will believe your God. They will believe that he's well able, that he has all power, that he can do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. That's the God you serve who's saying, I'm setting this up for you. Because I'm faithful to my word, because I have something that I want to show in your life to demonstrate my greatness so that you can do great things for me and through my power, that others will see and know that I live greatly inside of you. And it will be that I open up for my glory in your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon, and thank you so much for joining me for the Faith Both Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for our lives. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for hearing and applying this truth. If you want to share this with someone else, please do so, and let them know that God is saying something, that it causes our faith to be ignited into his word and his will. If you'd like to contact us, you can do that on Instagram at Abraham_covenant. Or on Facebook at Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise International Ministries, or Cheryl_Thaxton on Instagram as well. Until the next time, I know that you already know this, but I'm going to keep on saying it so that you always hope and know that this is so. You've been made more than a conqueror. You conquer the things that God says should conquer you because of your faith in him, your trust in him, and your walk of faith that says, I know that all things are working for my good. You are a super conqueror. So be blessed until the next time. Know that God is for you and he's more than the whole world against you. And know that the principles and the truth of what God is saying in the season is time, this yes and amen of what he said, it shall manifest and see and know that God is good. God bless you in Jesus' name.